March 30th, 1903. 5 extracts. Ellen G. White. Not the laws of the impulsive tongue or hand, but the loving pulsations of the converted heart are from God. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. He sets forth love as a rule of life in still another way. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Luke 6, verse 36. Testimony. Oh, that God's people had a sense of the impending destruction of thousands of cities, now almost wholly given to idolatry. But many of those who are acquainted with the truth are busy about things here and there. Their first work is to pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, as the disciples prayed for it after the ascension of Christ. Testimony. God's encouraging message of mercy should be proclaimed in the cities of America. Men and women living in these cities are rapidly becoming more and still more entangled in their business relations. They are acting wildly in the erection of buildings whose towers reach high into the heavens. Their minds are filled with schemes and ambitious devisings. God is bidding every one of his ministering servants, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Unpublished testimony. Some have so long sacrificed principle that they cannot see the difference between the sacred and the common. Those who refuse to give heed to the Lord's instruction will go steadily downward in the path of ruin. The day of test and trial is just before us. Let every man put on his true colors. Do you choose loyalty or rebellion? Show your colors to men and angels. We are safe only when we are committed to the right. Then the world knows where we shall be found in the day of trial and trouble. Testimony. A man cannot be a happy Christian unless he is a watchful Christian. He who overcomes must watch, for with worldly entanglements, error, and superstition, Satan strives to win Christ's followers from him. It is not enough that we avoid glaring dangers and perilous, inconsistent moves. We are to keep close to the side of Christ, walking in the path of self-denial and sacrifice. We are in an enemy's country. He who was cast out of heaven has come down with great power. With every conceivable artifice and device, he is seeking to take souls captive. Unless we are constantly on guard, we shall fall an easy prey to his unnumbered deceptions. Testimony.